shooting back. Hell, some of these boys have been with us from day one.
That's just it. They're tired. They don't have anything left.
That's a hell of a note.
I'm going to take that gun out.
Are you sure you won't do that? They can't have an unlimited amount of powder involved for that thing. Seems to me like the smarter thing to do would be to wait until they run out of ammunition.
I don't know that our boys can wait that long. I'm going after the gun. I've already got a few volunteers who'll come with me.
We're equal in rank, so I don't have the authority to stop you. The truth is, you may be right. So let me know when you're ready, and we'll give you as much cover as we can.
Now's as good a time as any. The Yankees are killing more of us by the minute.
All right then, Perkins. Man, keep Major Perkins covered!
Gun smoke, rifles, carbines, and pistols fill it up from Confederate soldiers in the wrecked train. As he had hoped it would be, the Confederate line was answered by the Union soldiers who were firing back just as vigorous. The reason Falcon wanted the Yankees to match his own troops and the intensity of their fire was because it enabled Perkins and his three volunteers to disappear quickly into the clouds of billowing smoke. The next 30 minutes, the gunfire continued at such a pace that Falcon was afraid they would soon run out of ammunition. Then he noticed that the artillery fire had stopped.
Cannon stopped. Major Perkins must have gotten through.
Yeah, let's just pray that he and his men get back all right.
Then, out of the cloud of gun smoke that obscured the field, they saw the volunteers return. Only this time, one of the men was being carried. Even from here, Falcon could tell that the wounded man was Major Perkins.
Cap Thomas!
Yes, sir?
Set fire to the grass. As soon as the smoke is built up, order the men to pull back. Major Perkins bought us some time. So take advantage of it.
Yes, sir.
The following previews are of Graphic Audio Productions, rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
We must reach the church before the ceremony is done, and it has recruited another soldier to his army of the plague.
Plague?
Okashnik bring disease. He bring plague. He bring the Black Death. Only those who bear his mark are immune to it. They are his beasts.
The bayous of Louisiana, steeped in magic and the supernatural, are the new epicenter of a dark, age-old evil. Here, the horrors of a long-lost world are being resurrected into a living nightmare, unleashing a pestilence that may destroy hybrid and human alike.
A virulent disease is sweeping through my territories. If it spreads outward with our diminished autoimmune systems and this treatment facility in ruins, the Nine Barons will perish. We of the hybrid dynasty are doomed if we do not seek outside aid. If necessary, we must circumvent the oligarchy altogether and find other allies.
It's the Black Death. Sure enough.
You've got the plague.
All of us have it. But it won't kill us.
Why not?
Okashnik kissed us. Immunized us.
You want to explain me? Is that it? And therefore diminish what I am? Or what you fear me to be?
And what is that?
A vampire.
He is Okashnik, a creature who has never died. He woos all the darkness within the human soul like a lover. He is the king of the shadowy hordes that revel among the tombs of the ancient dead when night veils the swamps and the rats crawl among the offal. Those he kisses live forevermore in the darkness of the spirit.
Kiss me and live forever.
Kane, Grant, and Bridget Baptiste join with a voodoo priestess to battle primordial fear and destroy one of the most ancient of evils in Outlanders number 13, Shadow Scourge. Now in Graphic Audio. Graphic Audio proudly presents the saga that starts it all. The epic adventure that reveals the roots of an American legend. The first Mountain Man number 8, Preacher. Before the legend of Preacher, there was the man. And before the man, there was the boy. In 1812, 12-year-old Art is a boy filled with wanderlust and raw courage. He runs away from home to begin a journey from Ohio westward. Along the way, he'll run up against bad lands and bad men.
Yeah, well, what you think don't matter. And you already showed me that you ain't gonna be worth a damn when it comes to taking advantage of the